الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. بإذن الله تعالى هذه الليلة نأخذ بعض فوائد متعلقة بحكم الاعتكاف. بحكم الاعتكاف. By the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're starting a lesson this evening on the ruling with regards to al-i'tikaf. This is considered to be al-fasl al-thalith, the third chapter of this book, Mukhtasar Ahkam al-Siyam, the summary of rulings pertaining to fasting. And of course, we're speaking specifically about fasting the month of Ramadan, and also some issues pertaining to outside of Ramadan, just in general, benefits pertaining to the one who fasts. But this is very convenient, being that by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be entering into the month of Ramadan very soon. Al-Fasl al-Thalith. Al-Fasl al-Thalith. Al-I'tikafu. The third chapter is with regards to al-I'tikaf. والعلماء يذكرون الاعتكاف نقرأ من الحاشية العلماء يذكرون الاعتكاف عقب الصوم لسببين أولا لأن اعتكاف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان دائما في العشر الأواخر من شهر رمضان وثانيا لأن بعض العلماء اشترط في الاعتكاف أن يكون المعتكف صائما أن يكون المعتكف صائما وهذا الشرط ليس بالصحيح بل يجوز أن يعتكف الإنسان وإن كان مفطرا ويدل على ذلك حديث عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه الحديث الذي جاء في صحيحين قال يا رسول الله إني نذرت أن أعتكف ليلة في المسجد الحرام قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أوفي بنظرك مع أن الليلة ليس محلا في الصوم وأمره النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بالوفاء الشيخ يذكر في هذه الحاشية قبل ما ندخل في الباب يذكر فائدة متعلقة بهذا التبويب قال فصل الثالث الاعتكاف ثم في الحاشية يذكر أن العلماء يذكرون الاعتكاف يعني أحكام الاعتكاف عقب الصوم يعني عقب الصوم يعني بعدما يتكلمون عن أحكام الصيام بعدما يتكلمون عن أحكام الصيام يذكرون أحكام الاعتكاف ويقول لسببين السبب الأول هو أن الاعتكاف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان دائما في العشر الأواخر هذا الشيء الأول كان في عشر الأواخر من شهر رمضان وثانيا يعني السبب الثاني لأن بعض العلماء اشترط في الاعتكاف أن يكون المعتكف صائما اشترطوا على أن يكون المعتكف صائما وهذا شرط هذا الشرط ليس بصحيح لا يشترط للمعتكف أن يكون صائما بل يجوز أن يعتكف الإنسان وإن كان مفطرا وذكر الشيخ الدليل حديث ذاك عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه الأثر الذي جاء في بخاري ومسلم أنه أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا رسول الله إني نذرت أن أعتكف ليلة في المسجد الحرام هذا يقصد في أيام الجاهلية قبل ما أسلم يعني نذر أن يعتكف ليلة في المسجد الحرام فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جوابا لما أشكل عليه قال أوفي بنذرك. What we're taking tonight by the permission of Allah is the rule with regards to i'tikaf. Al-i'tikaf. And the Shaykh he mentioned in the footnotes, the first footnote that is associated with this title, Al-i'tikaf, the Shaykh he mentioned the scholars, they mention i'tikaf at the end of a lot of books of fiqh regarding fasting for two reasons. They mention it at the end for two reasons. For one, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first reason why they mention it in the books of fiqh at the end of the books of pertaining to siyam, pertaining to fasting, is because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to always make i'tikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan. In the month of Ramadan, he used to make it always in the last 10 days. So they make it in the last of the books of fiqh. He says, secondly, because some of the scholars, they make it a condition that the one who wants to make i'tikaf, the one that wants to be mu'takif in the masjid, they say it's a condition that he is a fasting Muslim at the time while he's making i'tikaf. However, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Hizam, Hafidhullah, he mentioned that this condition is not accurate, it's not correct. Meaning this condition that some of the scholars have mentioned, this is not correct. Meaning this is not the correct position. Rather, it is permissible for the one who is in i'tikaf, it's permissible for the one that is in i'tikaf to be one who is not fasting. As we know, the hadith of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, where this hadith came in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim, where he went, Umar radiallahu anhu, he went to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ أَنْ أَعْتَقِفَ لَيْلَةً فِي الْمَشْتِدِ. He said, verily, I took an oath to make i'tikaf one night in the masjid. He said, and then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded to him by saying, أَوْفِ بِنَذْرِكَ. He said, implement your oath. Fulfill your oath. طيب. And at the same time, keep in mind, يعني, the Shaykh, he mentioned, مَعَ أَنَّ اللَّيْلَ لَيْسَ مُحَلًّا فِي الصَّوْمِ. At the same time, keeping in mind that fasting at night is not the time period, it's not the position of the one who is fasting. One, of course, does not fast at night, but the Prophet ﷺ commanded him to implement or to fulfill his oath. طيب. تعريف الاعتكاف. Now we're entering into the chapter. Some benefits with regards to i'tikaf. Al-i'tikaf, what is the meaning of i'tikaf? He said, تعريف الاعتكاف. The meaning of i'tikaf. He said, الاعتكاف لغة لزوم الشيء أي حبس النفس عليه. لزوم الشيء حبس النفس عليه. هذا هو التعريف لغة. وشرعا حبس الإنسان نفسه في مسجد من المساجد تعبدا لله سبحانه وتعالى ولا يخرج إلا لحاجة ولا يخرج إلا للحاجة. أي ما معنى الحاجة هنا؟ بمعنى إلا للحاجة الشرعية. إلا للحاجة الشرعية. نرجو أن هذا مفهوم. أولا ما معنى الاعتكاف؟ اعتكاف لغة لزوم الشيء. The Shaykh, he mentioned that i'tikaf, it means to hold to a thing. To stick to a thing. أي حبس النفس عليه. To, for one to obtain themselves, or should I say حبس النفس, meaning to restrain oneself or to commit oneself to stick into that particular thing. To commit yourself to stick into that particular thing. شرعاً, what does it mean Islamically or legislatively speaking? هو حبس الإنسان نفسه. حبس الإنسان نفسه في مسجد من المساجد. That one will restrain themselves and hold themselves in one position inside of the masjid. حبس الإنسان نفسه في المسجد. That one will restrain themselves and commit themselves to staying in the masjid, in a masjid from the masajid. تعبداً لله, as an act of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولا يخرج إلا للحاجة. And he does not leave out of the masjid except for a legislated purpose. except for a legislated purpose. This is what an i'tikaf is, Islamically speaking, meaning legislatively speaking. When we say shar'an, meaning legislatively speaking, with regards to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is i'tikaf? This is what it is. That one restrains herself, or they hold themselves to sticking and staying inside of the masjid as an act of worship, and a masjid from the masajid as an act of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. طيب هذا هو الاعتكاف. ما هو حكم الاعتكاف؟ ما حكمه؟ حكمه أنه مشروع مستحب بالكتاب والسنة والإجماع. ولا يجب إلا بنذر. ولا يجب إلا بنذر. كما قال عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال يا رسول الله إني نذرت. يعني يقصد في الجاهلية. أن أعتقف ليلة في المسجد الحرام. قال الرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأوفي بنذرك. نعم، هذا دليل على أن اعتكاف مستحب بالكتاب والسنة والإجماع، ولا يجب إلا بنذر. إذا نذر شخص ففي يعني نذر شخص أن يعتكف، هكذا يكون اعتكافه واجب. أما غير ذلك، أما غير ذلك مثلا في رمضان أو في غير رمضان مستحب. أي والدليل لذلك يعني من الكتاب والسنة والإجماع. أما من الكتاب فقوله تعالى ولا تباشروهن وأنتم عاكفون في المساجد. هذه من سورة البقرة آية 187. وكذلك هناك دليل آخر من القرآن. ماذا قال الله عز وجل؟ أن طهر بيتي للطائفين والعاقفين والركع السجود. الله عز وجل قال أن طهر بيتي للطائفين الذي يطوف، للذين يطوفون، والعاكفين الذين يعتكفون، والركع السجود الذي يركع ويسجد لله عز وجل. هذا دليل كذلك، ما ذكره الشيخ ولكن دليل في مقامه. طيب، ثم قال أما من السنة فمنه حديث عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل العشر أحيا ليله وأيقظ أهله وجد وشد المئزر. ومنه حديث ابن عمر رضي الله عنه وأبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنهما، وكلها في الصحيحين. والأحاديث الدالة على مشروعية الاعتكاف كثيرة، أدلة على مشروعية الاعتكاف كثيرة. نعم. The Sheikh, he mentioned that what is the ruling with regards to i'tikaf. This is the speech of Sheikh Muhammad ibn Hizam al-Fadli al-Ba'dani al-Yemeni حفظه الله قائم على المركز بدار الحديث بإب حاليا، وكان من أبرز طلاب الشيخ مقبل وأبرز من طلاب الدار، والشيخ فاضل مؤلف فقيه محدث، نسأل الله عز وجل أن يحفظه وجميع مشايخنا أهل السنة، آمين. شيخ محمد بن حزام البعداني، he mentioned حكم الاعتكاف. What is the ruling with regards to اعتكاف؟ What is the ruling with regards to i'tikaf? And it's very important to know the ruling on every issue of our deen, especially those matters pertaining to the five pillars of Islam. Is this thing wajib or is it highly recommended? What is the ruling regarding matters of the deen, especially those pertinent issues of worship such as the five pillars of Islam? The Shaykh, he mentioned, مَشْرُوعٌ وَمُسْتَحَبٌ بِالْكِتَابِ وَالسُنَّةِ وَالْإِجْمَاعِ وَلَا يَجِبْ إِلَّا بِالنَّذْرِ. He said that it is legislated. The ruling of it is it's legislated and it's highly recommended. And the proof is from the Qur'an. When he said بِالْكِتَابِ meaning from the Qur'an and the sunnah. You know, sunnah الصحيحة. And there is a consensus amongst the scholars. Meaning there's a consensus amongst the scholars that i'tikaf is highly recommended. It's not incumbent. And it is not incumbent except when one makes an oath to make i'tikaf. If one makes an oath to do i'tikaf, is an oath such as, they say, if Allah bless me with a daughter, if Allah bless me with a daughter, this coming year, inshallah, I'm going to make i'tikaf for 3 nights, as an example. If Allah blessed him with the i'tikaf, it's not good to make this type of oath, because one should do a ibadah without being forced or feeling that he has to make any conditions in worship. And you find this in the books of Tawheed and Aqidah. But if one was to do this type of oath, he must fulfill it. If he makes an oath that's fihi khayr, is not a ma'asiyah, then he should do it. If he makes an oath that is not ma'asiyah, if he makes an oath that is in it, that entails in it sins, ma'asiyah, then of course he should not do it. But if he makes an oath that's connected to worship of Allah, then he must fulfill it. Based on the Prophet ﷺ telling, as we've taken the statement of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, where he told the Prophet ﷺ, Ya Rasulullah, verily I took an oath in the time of Jahiliyyah to do i'tikaf and a night for 1 night in the masjid, in Masjid al-Haram. He said, should I do it? The Prophet ﷺ, he told him, فَأَوْفِي بِنَذْرِكَ. He said, fulfill your oath. So based on this, this is clear proof that i'tikaf is highly recommended. But it is not incumbent upon you unless you take an oath to do it. If one was to make an oath, a conditional oath, to do this, then he must fulfill his oath, specifically if it entails something that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tayyib, so the ruling of it is that it's highly recommended. And then the Shaykh, he mentioned, أَمَّا مِنَ الْكِتَابِ, as far as with from the Book of Allah, he mentioned the statement of Allah, where Allah says, وَلَا تُبَاشِرُوهُنَّ وَأَنْتُمْ عَاقِفُونَ فِي الْمَسَاجِنِ. He said, do not go and have intercourse with them, meaning with the families, while you're in a state of being in i'tikaf in the masajid. While you're in a state of i'tikaf. وَأَنْتُمْ عَاكِفُونَ. عَاكِفُونَ means you all are people who are in i'tikaf. We call this ism fa'il. عَاكِف. عَاكِفُونَ بِمَعْنَى فَاعِلُونَ. Do not go and while you're in a state of i'tikaf and go spend this type of time with your family. And that's the proof from the Qur'an. And there's another proof that came to mind, is the Shaykh, he didn't mention in this explanation, but it's a clear proof that some of the scholars, they mentioned, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَنْ طَهِّرَ بَيْتِيَ لِلطَّائِفِينَ, and purify my house لِلطَّائِفِينَ, for those who make tawaf, والعاكفين, and those who make i'tikaf, والركع السجود, and those who make ruku', and those who make sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's more than one proof, but the Shaykh, this is a very important point where he says, وَلَا تُبَاشِرُوهُنَّ وَأَنْتُمْ عَاكِفُونَ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ. Do not go to them, to the women, while you're in a state of i'tikaf in the masajid. He said, as far as with the proof from the sunnah, as far as with the proof from the sunnah that is highly recommended, from it is the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, where she said that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to enter into i'tikaf in the last 10. He said, كان النبي sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إذا دخل العشر. He said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إذا دخل العشر, meaning if the last 10 days entered, meaning if the last 10 days came, أَحْيَا لَيْلَهُ, he used to stand up and pray at night, وَأَيْقَضَ أَهْلَهُ, and he used to wake up his family. It shows that we should wake up our families to pray قِيَامَ اللَّيْلِ with us. وَجَدَّ وَشَدَّ الْمِئْزَرِ, and he used to do what? He used to prepare himself to be more diligent in worship, and he used to tighten his izar. He used to tighten his izar, and this is a sign that the Prophet ﷺ, he used to wear an izar. When he used to pray قِيَامَ اللَّيْلِ, كان وجد وشد المئزر. شد المئزر يعني مئزر إزار. He used to tighten his إزار. This shows that it's from the Sunnah to wear an إزار. It shows that this is from the Sunnah to wear an إزار. The Prophet ﷺ used to get up at night, the last 10 nights, he used to pray أحيا ليلة, meaning he used to pray the whole of the night or a majority of the night. وَأَيْقَظَ أَهْلَهُ He needs to wake up his family to pray also. This is a proof that we should wake up our families, especially in the last 10 days of Ramadan. But in the whole of the month of Ramadan is a very good opportunity, especially with many maybe praying in their homes, قِيَامَ اللَّيْلِ Wake up your families. Have your families pray behind you. Pray the salawat. Pray qiyam al-layl. This is very, very important to implement this sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he used to tighten up his izar. This is a proof. وَمِنْهُ يَعْنِي This is a proof that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to get up in the middle of the night and pray. And he used to, this is shows the importance of implementing the rulings pertaining to i'tikaf. وَمِنْهُ حَدِيثُ ابْنِ عُمَرْ وَأَبِي سَعِيدٍ الْخُدْرِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا And this also, this same, similar proofs came on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar and also on the authority of Abi Sa'id ibn al-Khudri radiyallahu anhum. In all of them, all of these narrations, you find it in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim. Na'am. That indicate, shows proof that it is legislated to implement al-i'tikaf. Na'am. There's so many proofs with regards to this. وكذلك كما قالت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يعتكف العشر الأواخر من رمضان حتى توفاه الله نعم ثم اعتكف أزواجه من بعده هذا حديث آخر لم يذكر الشيخ ولكن هذا من الأدلة الأدلة كثيرة أن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يعتق في العشر أواخر من رمضان حتى توفاه الله عز وجل ثم بعدما توفاه الله عز وجل اعتقف أزواجه من بعده هذا الحديث متفق عليه The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم as عائشة رضي الله عنها she mentioned The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he used to make i'tikaf in the last 10 days. This is a clear proof that the Prophet ﷺ made i'tikaf. This is not mentioned in the explanation here in this mukhtasar, but this is a good point in direct, this is a good proof directly to the point that he used to make i'tikaf. This is, and he had a dalil sarih. This is proof that is clear that the Prophet ﷺ كان يعتقف في العشر أواخر من رمضان حَتَّى تَوَفَّاهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى ثُمَّ اَعْتَكَفَ أَزْوَاجُهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ هذا الحديث يسجل This hadith, it should be recorded. That, from the proofs, and it's not mentioned here, but record the hadith. Whoever is able to record it in Arabic should. قَالَتْ عَائِشَةُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يعتقف العشر الأواخر من رمضان حتى توفاه الله تعالى ثم اعتكف أزواجه من بعده ثم اعتكف أزواجه من بعده هذا الحديث متفق عليه نعم عائشة رضي الله عنها she mentioned we are brothers who speak English should record this hadith And memorize this hadith. This is a proof of making i'tikaf. Now, if one is not able to make i'tikaf, then they should. Of course, i'tikaf is in a masajid. However, in specifically in situations like this, one should increase in worship of Allah and not be busy with affairs of the dunya while he's at home. Starting from the beginning of the month to the end of the month, we should not busy ourselves with the affairs of the dunya as much as possible. We should increase in obedience of Allah and increase in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Aisha radiallahu anha, she mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to make i'tikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan until Allah called him back, until Allah the Most High called him back. Then, his wives used to make i'tikaf, meaning they continued in this prophetic tradition. They continued in this prophetic tradition. And this is also a proof, as some of the ulama mentioned, that if a Muslim sister, her husband passes away, it's highly recommended if she found actions from the sunnah that he used to implement while he was living, she continues practicing this sunnah even after he passes away. This shows us the importance of continuously implementing a sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ that the women find that their husbands implemented prior to him passing away. She continues this good deed. She continues this good deed that she saw her husband implementing. This is the way of the Sahabiyat. This is the way of the rightly guided women of the past, that they implemented the sunan, that they found their mates to implement. They continue with the tradition. نعم كما يذكر أهل العلم أقول بالإنجليزية أن هذا الدليل هذا الحديث الذي ذكرناه دليل على أن الذي لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما قالت عائشة رضي الله عنها كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يعتكف في عشر أواخر من رمضان حتى توفاه الله عز وجل ثم اعتقف أزواجه من بعده هذا دليل على أن المرأة الصالحة إذا وجدت زوجها تطبق سنة من سنن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هي تستمر في تلك السنن حتى بعدما يموت هي تطبق نفس السنن وبإذن الله تعالى أجره مكتوب أجر زوجها مكتوب عند الله عز وجل كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدال على خير له أجر كفاعله الدال على خير له أجر كفاعله As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he mentioned the one who directs a person to do a good deed he gets the reward of the one who does the deed ولا ينقص من أجره شيء And no, there's no reward that is depleted from his reward. So this shows that the Sahabiyat, هذا الدليل على أن الصحابيات أي أمهات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أمهات المؤمنين يعني أزواج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قمنا بعبادة التي لاحظتها من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم This shows that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم when he implemented something The wives of the Prophet ﷺ, they implemented it, the same sunnah after the Prophet ﷺ passed away. وَأَمَّا الْإِجْمَاعِ فَقَدْ نَقَلَ غَيْرُ وَاحِدٍ الْإِجْمَاعِ عَلَى أَنَّهُ سُنَّةِ وَأَنَّهُ لَا يَجِبُ إِلَّا بِالنَّذْرِ كَإِبْنِ الْمُنذِرِ وَإِبْنِ قُدَامَةِ وَالنَّوَبِ وَغَيْرِهِمْ There is consensus amongst the scholars that there's a number of scholars who have mentioned there's a consensus that Al-i'tikaf is highly recommended. It's highly recommended. It's a sunnah. However, it's not incumbent. It's not incumbent. It's a sunnah. It's not incumbent except for one who has made an oath to implement a good deed. Then in this situation, it is incumbent upon him. This situation is incumbent upon him. And this is the position of Ibn Munzir and Ibn Qudama. وإمام النووي and other than them from our great scholars of the past. طيب مسألة جديدة new issue متى وأين يعتقف when should one make اعتكاف and where should he make اعتكاف when should he make اعتكاف and where should he make اعتكاف يشرع ويصح في كل وقت وفي جميع المساجد It's legislated and it's also sound, it's permitted to make i'tikaf at any time. It's permitted to make i'tikaf at any time. This is the speech of Sheikh Muhammad ibn Hizam. It's permitted to make i'tikaf at any time. And it's permitted to make i'tikaf in any of the masajid. In any of the masajid. وهذا قول الجمهور كما يذكر الشيخ في الحاشية هذا قول الجمهور أن الاعتكاف يصح في جميع المساجد This is the statement of the majority of the scholars that i'tikaf is sound and it's to be implemented in any of the masajid is permitted, and it is legislated, and it is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for one to make i'tikaf in any of the masajid. This is the position of the majority of the scholars. وَيَدُلُّ عَلَى ذَلِكَ قَوْلُ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. The proof of this is the statement of Allah, glory be to Him, where He says, وَلَا تُبَاشِرُوهُنَّ وَأَنْتُمْ عَاكِفُونَ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ, where Allah says, do not go to them, meaning do not go to your wives, do not go to the wives while you all in making i'tikaf in the masajid. In the masajid. Masajid is a plural of masjid. نعم الآية هذه الآية عامة تشمل جميع المساجد عفوا هذه الآية عامة. This ayah is general. تشمل جميع المسلمين في جميع أقطار الأرض. تشمل جميع المسلمين في جميع أقطار الأرض. This is general for all of the Muslims throughout the earth. All of the Muslims throughout the earth. وَأَمَّا حَدِيثُ حُذَيْفَةَ, and the Shaykh, he mentioned this, هَذِي الْآيَةِ عَامَّةِ, this is a general verse where Allah says, وَلَا تُبَاشِرُوهُنَّ وَأَنْتُمْ عَاكِفُونَ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ. He said, this is a general verse. It's a general verse. And it covers all of the Muslims throughout the world. So, you cannot say it's exclusively for Masjid al-Haram, or Masjid al-Nabi, or Masjid al-Aqsa. You can't say that it's one of the three of these masajid specifically. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَلَا تُبَاشِرُوهُنَّ وَأَنْتُمْ عَاكِفُونَ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ. Do not go to them, وَأَنْتُمْ عَاكِفُونَ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ. هذا الألف واللام يعني للتعريف. المساجد, the masajid. And Allah is speaking to all of the Muslims. This ruling is for all of the Muslims. Do not go to your wives while you are in i'tikaf in the houses of Allah. The Shaykh, he said, this is general. It covers all of the Muslims on every corner of the earth. This ruling is pertaining to every Muslim and every corner of the earth. Then he said, أما حديث حذيفة, as far as with the hadith حذيفة رضي الله عنه عند البيحقي وغيره, قال لا اعتكاف إلا في المساجد الثلاثة. He said, mentioned the narration that came by way of حذيفة بن يمان رضي الله عنه, where he says there is no اعتكاف except in the three masajid. He said, فقد اختلف في رفعه ووقفه. قد اختلف في رفعه ووقفه. أي بعضهم يقولون أن هذا الحديث مرفوع إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, وبعضهم يقول أن هذا الحديث موقوف, أي بمعنى أنه أثر قول الصحابي. هذا هو الفرق بين الرفع ووقف, أو وقف وقف على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, والرفع بمعنى يرفع إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Shaykh, he mentioned that there's difference of opinion amongst the scholars regarding this narration that came on the authority of Hudhayfah ibn Yaman radiallahu anhu. There's difference of opinion amongst the scholars regarding the authenticity of this hadith being ascribed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, meaning that it's marfu', meaning it's soundly from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, versus is it mawquf, meaning waqafa, meaning does it stop at a sahabi, meaning is it a statement of the sahabi. طيب والذين رأوه موقوفا رأيتهم أصحوا. The Shaykh Muhammad ibn Hizam Habibullah, he said, the one who sees this statement as being mawquf, meaning it's a statement of the Sahabi, he said رأيتهم أصح, he sees that they're more accurate. He sees that they're more accurate, meaning this is the more correct position. وهذا اجتهاد من حذيفة. هذا اجتهاد من حذيفة رضي الله عنه. This is a ruling that came from حذيفة. If this is his statement, then this is his اجتهاد. And as we know, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, إذا اجتهد حاكم فأصاب فله أجران وإذا أخطأ فله أجر واحد. The Prophet ﷺ, as we know, hadith that came on the authority of Abdullah ibn Amr, or Amr ibn As, radiallahu anhu, where the Prophet ﷺ, he said that if the hakim makes a ruling, if he makes an ijtihad, then, and it's correct, he gets two rewards. If he makes ijtihad and it's incorrect, he gets one reward. That's for the ijtihad that he made, for him trying to seek the correct ruling regarding that particular matter. So, the Shaykh, he said, هذا اجتهاد من حذيفة. This is ijtihad from Hudayfa. بإذن الله تعالى بلا شك مأجور. No doubt, he gets his reward. طيب. الشيخ قال خالفه فيها عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه وخالف فيه وخالفه فيه عامة العلماء. He mentioned that عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه, he differs with حذيفة بن اليمان رضي الله عنه regarding this. May Allah be pleased with all of the Sahaba regarding this issue. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he sees that it's permissible to make i'tikaf in any masjid. Hudhayfah ibn Yaman radiallahu anhu, he sees that it's permissible to make i'tikaf in one of the three masajid. And then the Shaykh, he mentioned, وَخَالَفَهُ فِيهِ عَامَّةُ الْعُلَمَاءِ. He said in general, the scholars in general, they differ with him regarding this. وَلَا تَزَالُ الْفَتْوَى بين علماء الأمصار قديما وحديثا على جواز الاعتكاف في جميع المساجد. He said there still remains the fatwa from the scholars, I mean the scholars of the earth from all over, where and the scholars of old and new, the scholars of the past and present, that they're upon the position that اعتكاف is permissible in all of the masajid. As we mentioned, there's difference of opinion, but a majority are the position that is to be in any masjid. And we find a statement from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu regarding this. Naam. وَعَلَيْهِ جَمِيعُ أَصْحَابِ الْمَذَاهِبِ الْمَشْهُورَةِ كَالْإِمَامِ أَحْمَدْ وَمَالِكُ وَالشَّافِعِ وَالْأَوْزَاعِ وَالثَّوْرِ وَإِبْنِ مُبَارِكُ وَغَيْرِهِمْ مِنَ الْعُلَمَاءِ. He mentioned, the Shaykh, he mentioned, and this is the position that all of the Ashab al-Madahib, they have the, all of them have the position that it, this meaning, يعني المذاهب المشهورة, meaning the most popular of the Madahib, the most famous of the Madahib, such as the Madhab of Imam Ahmad, and Imam Malik, and Imam al-Shafi'i, wa Imam al-Awza'i, wa Imam al-Thawri, Sufyan al-Thawri, wa Ibn Mubarak, Abdullah ibn Mubarak. He said, and other than from the great scholars, they're of the position that it is permissible to make i'tikaf in any masjid from the masajid. And then the Shaykh said, وَقَالَ بَعْضُ الْعُلَمَاءِ لَوْ صَحِّ الْحَدِيثِ مَرْفُوعًا لَكَانَ الْمَقْصُودُ لَاعْتِكَافِ بِمَعْنَى لَا اِعْتِكَافِ أَفْضَلُ وَأَكْمَلْ إِلَّا فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ الثَّلَاثَةِ فَالْإِعْتِكَافُ فِيهَا أَفْضَلْ وَأَكْمَلْ وَلَيْسَ الْمَقْصُودُ نَفْيُ صِحَّةِ الْإِعْتِكَافِ. The Shaykh, he mentioned a very good point that some of the scholars, they mentioned that if this hadith is authentically from the Prophet ﷺ, meaning if it is marfu', meaning if there's a chain narration that goes all the way to the Prophet ﷺ, which is authentically reported by him, then this the point or what will be intended proper with us having proper understanding regarding this, if it is authentically reported by the Prophet ﷺ, the proper understanding of this hadith would be that there is no i'tikaf that is better, meaning more virtuous, or more complete, more perfect, except in these masajid, meaning the reward is greater in these three masajid than other than them. If this was authentically reported by the Prophet ﷺ, this would be the proper understanding that we should have. فَالْإِعْتِكَافِ, he said, so i'tikaf in these masajid, no doubt, they are more virtuous, and they are more better. And it is not does not intend that if one was to make i'tikaf in any other masjid, aside from these three masajid, it would not be accepted. يعني وليس المقصود نفي صحة الاعتكاف. It does not mean that it negates the validity of fasting, of making i'tikaf in a masjid other than these three masajid. We trust in Allah that this is understood. Moving on. The Shaykh, he mentioned, وَإِذَا اعْتَكَفَ لَيْلًا أَوْ نَهَارًا أَجْزَأَهُ. وكذلك إذا اعتكف نصف نهار أو ساعة أيضا أجزأه. فالراجح أنه لا حد لأقله، لأن الاعتكاف في اللغة يقع على القليل والكثير، ولم يحده الشارع بشيء يخصه، فيبقى على أصله. الشيخ منشن, if one was to make اعتكاف for a night or a day, inshallah he gets the reward. He gets the reward. If it's just for one day, one night, if it's for one day or just one night, he gets reward, inshallah. Also, even if he was to make i'tikaf for half of a morning or for 1 hour, he get reward for it, inshallah. This is the most sound position. Even if he was to make i'tikaf for 1 hour, he would get reward if he has the proper niyyah, the proper intention, of course, inshallah. Huh? And why did he say that? He said, فالراجح أنه لا حد لأقله. He said, the most sound position is that there is no limit to the shortness of the i'tikaf. There's no limit to how short you can make it. You can't, there's no proof that one can say, haram, you make i'tikaf for 1 hour. This is a very important point. And I loved this benefit when I remember when we took this with the Sheikh. I was surprised about this because I've never thought about this. And there's so many different issues. And so is the beauty of fiqh. There's so many issues that when we study it, when we understand it, it's very enlightening. It gives us understanding regarding our deen, where someone may assume something is incorrect when in reality there's nothing wrong with it. And Sheikh يذكر أن لو أراد شخص أن يعتكف ليلا أو نهارا أجزأه وحتى وإن كان نصف ساعة أو ساعة واحدة أيضا إن شاء الله أجزأ. فالراجع أنه لا حد لأقله, لأن الاعتكاف في اللغة يقع على القليل والكثير. Because the meaning, why is it, يعني وهذا يعني هذه فائدة طيبة. Why is اعتكاف, why can اعتكاف be a lot or a little? Because there's no limit to it. When you look at it even linguistically, there's no limit to it. And you don't find anyone making inkar, speaking ill about the fact of one making, doing i'tikaf for a short period of time. Even in, you find in the places where people study hadith, they make i'tikaf, and in the places where scholars are present, they may make it for 1 day, 2 days, and they have to go to work, someone may have to become busy, they have an appointment or something. They have to break out of their i'tikaf. No one will say, haram, you have to stay for 10 days. Haram, you have to stay for such and such amount of days. No. لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسٍ إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Allah does not burden anyone beyond what they can bear. Why should we burden ourselves? Why should we place, لَا تُحَرَّمْ مَا أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ لَكَ. Do not make haram what Allah has made halal. نعم. And the Shaykh, he said, وَلَمْ يَحِدُّهُ الشَّارِعْ بِشَيْءٍ يَخُصُّهُ فَيَوْقَعَ عَلَى أَصْلِهِ. He said, there is no legislation from the Qur'an or from the Sunnah. He says, شَارِعْ, meaning that which is legislated, nothing legislated that gives it a specific or special amount of time. So, it's to remain upon its origin. The origin of the matter is that it's permissible to make it for longer periods of time. There are some people who do i'tikaf the whole month of Ramadan. SubhanAllah. There's some people who do i'tikaf the whole month of Ramadan. You can't blame a person who wants khayr. نعم. تنبيح. من اعتكف العشر أواخر يبدأ اعتكافه من غروب الشمس اليوم العشرين. لأن العشر تبدأ من غروب الشمس. الذي يعتكف العشر الأواخر يبدأ اعتكافه من غروب الشمس اليوم العشرين. لأن العشر تبدأ من غروب الشمس. Whoever intends to make i'tikaf for the last 10 days, whoever intends to make i'tikaf for the last 10 days, then he should start his i'tikaf from sunset of the 20th day. The 20th day. You know that day starts at night. The new, as an example, the 28th of Sha'ban, or the 20th. Well, when the date changes, it changes at night. Allah has legislated that the beginning of a time starts at night, not at day. Na'am. So when one wants to make i'tikaf, they start on the 20th at the sunset. They start on the 20th at sunset. If they want to do the last 10 days, they start on from sunset on the 20th day, because the last 10 starts at sunset. هذا القول هو الراجح وهو ترجيح لعلامة المقبل الوادعي رحمه الله. This is the position that is most accurate. And this is also the position that Imam Sheikh Muqbil ibn Hadi al-Wadi'i has taken. خروج المعتكف من المسجد. What is the ruling of the person who leaves out of his i'tikaf? What is the position? What is the ruling regarding a person who leaves out of his i'tikaf? الخروج لغير حاجة. ذهب أحمد ومالك والشافعي وأبو حنيفة إلى أنه يبطل اعتكافه وإن قل. خروج لغير حاجة. ذهب إمام أحمد ومالك والشافعي وأبو حنيفة إلى أنه يبطل اعتكافه وإن قل. What is the ruling of leaving out of the position or leaving out of your tent or your space of making i'tikaf? If one was to leave out of their i'tikaf for a purpose that is not necessary, a purpose that's not necessary, meaning for an entertainment purpose, like someone may think that they can leave out of their position of i'tikaf and go spend time with their family, or go and work the night shift, and they believe that they may be still in i'tikaf, and they come back the next day. If you leave out, and you're leaving out for a purpose that's not necessary, then this breaks your i'tikaf. It doesn't mean you're in a sin. No, you just left off an act which is highly recommended. We must understand this properly. No one can blame a person if they did this. Zaniyah is good. It's not similar to wajib. If you do it, then you're rewarded. If you cut it off, you're possibly doing a sin. No, that does not mean that. This means that you have cut into your i'tikaf. And this is the position of Imam Ahmad, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi'i, and Abu Hanifa. They're of the position that one who leaves out of their i'tikaf, even if it was for a small period of time, even if he left his space of i'tikaf for a short period of time, then he has broken his i'tikaf. Doesn't mean he can't start it over again. ليس بمعنى أنه لا يجوز له أن يرجع ويعتكف مرة أخرى. لا ليس بمعنى هذا. ولكن بمعنى أنه أبطل اعتكافه بخروجه لغير حاجة. It just means that he is cut into his i'tikaf without a need. طيب. وثاني قال وأما الخروج لحاجة كقضاء الحاجة أو للأكل أو الشرب إذا لم يجد أحدا يعطيه أكلا ولا شربا فهو جائز وعليه أن يقضي حاجته بسرعة ثم يرجع إلى مسجده. قالت عائشة رضي الله عنها إن كنت لأدخل البيت للحاجة والمريض فيه فما أسأل عنه إلا وأنا مارة. And the Sheikh, he mentioned, if one was to leave out for a need, like to use the restroom or to eat or drink, may not have food and drink in the masjid, of course. If he was to leave out for eating or drinking, or, you know, and he does not have anyone that can give him his food and his drink, then this is permissible. It's permissible. If he needs to leave out to go to the restroom or something, he should go out and use the restroom and return back quickly. Do not go and stand in the hallway or in front of the wudu station and kick it and talk to some people for a good half an hour. I don't waste time speaking about the affairs of politics or the society and, you know, or issues of the dunya. No, this is incorrect. He should go back to his i'tikaf and increase in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's a statement where Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, if she entered into the house for a need and the sick person is in it, he said, I would فَمَا أَسْأَلُوا عَنْهُ إِلَّا وَأَنَا مَرْ. She said she would not ask about him except about the sick person except that she's just passing by. Except that she's just passing by. That's hadith that came in Sahih Muslim. وَأَجْمَعَ أَهْلُ الْعِلْمِ عَلَى أَنَّ لِلْمُعْتَكِفِ الْخُرُوجِ لِلْغَائِطِ وَالْبَوْلِ نَقْلِ الْإِجْمَاعِ غَيْرُ وَاحِدٍ كَابْنِ مُنْذِرِ وَإِبْنِ قُدَامَ وَغَيْرِهِمَا. It is a consensus amongst the scholars that the mu'takif, he can leave out to use the restroom. He can use out for urination or defecation. There's a consensus amongst the scholars regarding this. Huh? There's so many different scholars like Ibn al-Munzir and Ibn Qudam, and other than that mentioned, this is permissible. إِذَا اَعْتَقَفَ فِي مَشْجِدْ جَامِعَةٍ قَالَ الشَّيْخ وَإِذَا اَعْتَقَفَ فِي مَشْجِدْ جَمَاعَةٍ لَا تُقَامَ فِيهِ الْجُمْعَةِ فَإِنَّهُ يَخْرُجُ يَوْمَ الْجُمْعَةِ وَيُصَلِّي الْجُمْعَةَ ثُمَّ يَرْجِعُ إِلَى مُعْتَكَفِهِ وَيَكُونُ اِعْتِكَافُهُ صَحِيحًا لِأَنَّ الْآيَةِ عَامَةٌ وَلَا تُبَاشِرُوهُنَّ وَأَنْتُمْ عَاكِفُونَ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ. Shaykh, he mentioned, if one was to make i'tikaf in a masjid, that there is not, the Jum'ah is not established in it. If he was to make i'tikaf in a masjid where Jum'ah is not established in it, he said, then it is for him to leave out of his i'tikaf for Yawm al-Jum'ah. He prays Salat al-Jum'ah, then he returns back to his position of i'tikaf. He returns back to his place where he's making i'tikaf in it. And his i'tikaf would be sound. It's not a form of breaking his i'tikaf. If he left out specifically for Jum'ah, even if he was to go to another masjid for Jum'ah and return back to his place in the other masjid, for his i'tikaf, it is not considered to be breaking his i'tikaf. Because the ayah is am, he said, وَلَا تُبَاشِرُهُنَّ وَأَنْتُمْ عَاكِفُونَ فِي الْمَسَجِدِ. Saying, do not go to them, meaning go to the family, to the wife, for pleasure, except, يعني, وَلَا تُبَاشِرُهُنَّ وَأَنْتُمْ, while you are, يعني, عَاكِفُونَ فِي الْمَسَجِدِ, while you do not go to the families, while you're in a state of i'tikaf. So if one was to need to leave out for a need, and Salat al-Jum'ah is a need, we ask Allah to allow us to return back to having i'tikaf and Jum'ah in the masajid. Ask Allah, and ask Allah Azza wa Jal, yassir umurana, yassir li iftitah al-masajid. We ask Allah to open the masajid back. And wa nahnu bi sihhatin wa afiyah, while we're in a state of good health and ease. Na'am. The last thing that we're going to take, we're going to end it here. مَا يَفْعَلُ الْمُعْتَكِفُ. What does the one who's making i'tikaf, what does he do while he's in a state of i'tikaf? يَعْتَقِفُ الْمُعْتَكِفُ لِيَتَفَرَّغَ لِقِرَاءَةِ الْقُرْآنِ وَذِكْرِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. فَإِنَّمَا هَذَا الْاِعْتِكَافُ مِنْ أَجْلِ التَّفَرُّغِ لِفِرَاغِ الْقَلْبِ لِلَّهِ والاجتهاد في طاعة الرحمن سبحانه وتعالى يجتهد في قيام الليل من أجل التماس ليلة القدر من أجل التماس ليلة القدر. The Shaykh, he mentioned, and this is the last point before we end the lesson, the Shaykh, he mentioned that the person who's making i'tikaf, what is the purpose of him making i'tikaf? He is in i'tikaf in order for him to spend quality time freeing himself from all affairs of the dunya, to benefit him, benefit his time with reading the Qur'an, remembering Allah, glorified be He, the Most High. فَإِنَّمَا هَذَا الْاِعْتِكَافِ مِنْ أَجْلِ التَّفَرُّغِ. This i'tikaf is solely for the purpose of freeing time, فِرَاقِ الْقَلْبِ لِلَّهِ, in order to free the heart to for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, in order to strive with diligence in the obedience to the Most Merciful. وَالْجِهَادِ فِي طَاعَةِ الرَّحْمَنِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى glorified be He. And also يَجْتَهِدُ فِي قِيَامِ اللَّيْلِ, for one to strive diligently in praying قِيَامِ اللَّيْلِ and seeking, searching for لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ, in order to reap the benefit and reward of لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. نسأل الله عز وجل أن يوفقنا وإياكم لكل خير. لعل درسنا الأخير يكون يوم الخميس. إن شاء الله, our next class will be our last class regarding this book. Regarding this book بإذن الله تعالى, we will be speaking about فضل الرابع ليلة القدر. The fourth chapter is with regards to Laylatul Qadr, the night of the decree, and benefits with regards to it. We ask Allah for success in our affairs. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.